All right, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Now listen, let's be nice.
Don't
okay?
make Kelly use her mom voice on you.
Exactly. Trisha, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice before I either hurt someone's feelings or end up with a house full of furniture I don't like."
Oh, no.
I'm 30, married. My husband and I are just starting out. A close family member who's very well off has been buying us really generous gifts. We're talking, this is amazing, right?
Nice.
But they're doing it without asking us. We're talking a whole couch set, lamps, even a very nice dining room table. The problem is their taste is nothing like ours. I am super grateful for the thought and generosity, but I really don't want any of this stuff in my house.
Oh.
My mom says just to accept it, not say anything, but I feel like it's getting out of control. Like, I don't want to seem ungrateful or sound like a heartless bee, but I also don't want to keep filling our home with things we didn't pick out.
Okay.
So how do you tell a family member who's only trying to be helpful that you don't want them buying you these really expensive gifts anymore? Is there a polite way to say thanks, but no thanks in this situation?
Can you have the best? I mean, can you do both? Like,
what do you mean?
I don't know. Can you just
mix their stuff in with your stuff?
I mean,
not really. I mean, not gonna have a cohesive, like, your taste being on display if theirs is completely opposite than what you want to pick out.
Okay, so you. Okay, help me here. Did they already buy this stuff for them, and it's already in their house, right?
Yeah.
Whole
couch set, lamps, very nice dining room table. Sounds like it's there.
Yeah, so I kind of understand why she's like, this isn't my style. And you know, if their family is anything like, you know, my family, it's like, brought up, oh, hey, how's that couch set I got you?
Well, and it's really presumptuous if they just went ahead and bought it and have it, had it delivered to their house without asking them, hey, we would love to help furnish the house. You know, we'd love to pitch in and help buy some stuff with, like, doesn't sound like they even gave them the heads up, like, we're going to buy you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds like the way she wrote it just kind of showed up. She's trying to acknowledge this is really overly generous, very sweet and nice, but
sure. I understand. It's super nice, super, you know, all the things, but it's not your style. So,
Your home is your sanctuary. You want to fill it with the stuff you love.
It's time to have that conversation and just be like, hey, you know what? I appreciate it. We'll handle it from here. Or maybe you offer to, hey, I'd love to be a part of this. You know,
I'd love to be a part of your gift giving to us.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Can we go shopping together?
Can we do that together?
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've been in a situation where you've been getting gifts and not wanting them because of it's just not your thing. How did you approach it? Maybe it's not something as expensive as couch sets or anything like that, but
yeah,
I think it's still
that's bold. Like, it is interesting that the family member didn't stop to think that, oh, are they going to like something like this?
Well, or it's just
a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's probably just a thing where they're like, hey, you know, why wouldn't they like this? It's a free couch set. This is
sure.
We love it. Why wouldn't they love it?
Yes. Oh, but still. Oh, man.
And
if you are a very well-off family member thinking of doing something like this, maybe we check in first.
Yeah, this is
We check in first and say, hey, we'd love to do this for you.
Yeah. All right, 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is all about. Take some of your stories on the way. So what happens when you've got a family member who just rains expensive presents upon you and you don't like them?
And their furniture for your house.
It's 99.7 DJX. That's where we are with group therapy and Trisha, who has an overly well-off member of the family. She didn't identify who it was, but they have been gifting. And maybe it's a thing where they gift other people, members of the family, like some stuff. Sounds like they're very generous and very, that their heart is in the right place type of family member, right?
But their taste isn't in the right place.
Their taste does not align with Trisha's. And like we're assuming Trisha's the one who has good taste here. Maybe she's the one who has terrible taste and her family member actually has good taste.
That's subjective. She's just not her style. And so she's like, hey, how do I gently say thank you, but no thank you in this situation? And then I mean, is she stuck with the couch set lamps and the nice dining room table?
Yeah. Kathleen says, see if you can exchange it for something that you actually like. Okay.
But then if that family member comes over.
Well, then you're just going to have to say, hey.
That it's different stuff than what they bought.
You could say, hey, we were going with a different decor in this room. And so that couch didn't quite go with it. I love it. But,
April says, I would just be honest. Sounds like they love you and they're trying to help. Maybe they don't realize you don't actually like the stuff. I just say something like, we really appreciate what you've been doing for us, but would it be possible to maybe go together to pick out the next item?
Yes. Yeah. Kind of like that. Not to be presumptuous, but you know, if there's going to be other gifts in the future, can I go with you? Because, you know, we're thinking about, and if you want to like be a little bit more, smooth around the edges, it could be, hey, we're thinking about changing up the style. Not the decor. Yeah, exactly. Not saying I hate it, but just, hey, we're just thinking of a change type of thing.
Yeah, Brittany says, I probably have the unpopular opinion here, but I wouldn't say anything. I would just keep accepting the gifts. You said you and your husband were just starting out. Let this family member buy the expensive stuff. And you can focus your money on things that you really need or things that you really want.
Yeah.
Or you can put it into savings.
I probably would do that.
And then when you move next time, just sell it all.
Sell it all.
It's not going to fit in the new space.
Yeah. No, that's not coming. That's not coming with.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well,
I mean, me. I don't like confrontation. That's probably what I'd do.
I know. Just be like.
We need to live with it for a little bit.
Well, we're just going to have to move that to the back playroom area. They're like, hey, where's that lovely little piece of furniture that I got you?
But yeah, if it's a person that's going to come over,
yeah,
like they're going to notice if the things they bought you aren't in the place where they go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can't really put a dining room table somewhere else, bury it in the basement.
I mean, you just cover it with a tablecloth and you'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, ew.
I'm just saying. Ew.
How many people use tablecloths?
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
That's in use all the time?
Yeah.
I bet it looks amazing. Does it change up with the theme of the season?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Well, then that's cute.
See, okay, thanks, Kelly, for rolling that back. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, well, you know what? I guess I think that could probably work. It's just not my taste. All right, so there you go. I feel like 90% of the time we're like, have the conversation. That's what you got to do.
Well, yeah, Brooke is just like, just be grateful, keep it, laugh about it with your spouse.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.